Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1598. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Daif Ben Ravan Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and the Refuah Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of Muksa Machmas Chaser and Kis. Type of items, what are the categories all about, which of course we've been explaining, and just, you know, here and there we're going through various different examples so we have an understanding. So just interesting, brought down the Sefer Klolim brings down a whole bunch of different, various different examples. On Simon Mem Ches, he brings, page Mem Ches. In his Sefer, like I've spoke about in the past, Sefer Klolim actually has four different Sfarim on Hilchas Muksa, beautiful, how he breaks them all down, all the categories, all the different items, all the different parts of Muksa, sliced and diced, beautiful to the point. So he brings down some examples to go through. We spoke about last time the laptop. He says items which are used, electrical type items or whatever the case is, or battery type items, these type of things. Just to give some examples, you have a laptop, person has a regular laptop, where they have their information on. That's important thing to keep in mind would be chaser and kis, where, you know, they don't want people playing, messing around with. We spoke about cameras, would be chaser and kis, you know, regular, it's a nice camera, person takes nice pictures, you know, they don't have to be a photographer per se. If first person's who are a photographer for a living, so I don't want anybody touching that one. I my whole parnos is in that camera, right? I don't want anybody touching that camera, but even a regular person takes pictures, they have that camera. It's an expensive item. They have a special place. Usually the camera, you have a special place where you keep it also. You don't want people just, you don't want the kids playing with it. You don't want people messing around with it. And it's a very expensive thing. Also, lav dafka doesn't have to be expensive, but that would also fall under the guidelines of chaser and kis. He brings down also... And just to go backtracking a minute on page Mem Zayin, he's bringing down that these are various different items that do fall under categories. Number one, shemakbit shalay lishtamish im hachefes lishtamish acheres, that the person's makbit is particular, that during the week it shouldn't be used for another purpose besides the purpose of itself, right? And number one, number two, shakbada he kadesh shalay yiskal kal hachefes, the person's very nervous, nothing should happen to this item during the week, right? Obviously, Shabbos, you're not moving it. But during the week, aval hayichad makam einim ma'akev. You don't bedafka, again, you don't bedafka have to have a place that you keep it, but you just don't have it. It's not something that's being thrown around. Let's put it like that. You know, thrown around meaning, you know, whatever, you know, put here and put there. Okay, another thing he brings down, obviously very popular thing, is a cell phone. A person's, in general, their main cell phone. Now, I just want to mention, with a cell phone, sometimes somebody has a cell phone, you know, let's say like the kids have the old cell phone, right? A person gets a new phone, and their old cell phone is whatever, you know, the kids play with it or whatever the case is, even though you might have something still on there, but it's not, so that would not be chaser and kis. That would be obviously klishim alachta le'iser. Right, but for the adult who has now the new cell phone, and the information was transferred, let's say, right? If the information wasn't transferred, that could be also chaser and kis. But then the person's main cell phone that they go by, most people, he brings down cell phone. Most people are pretty makbid that's, you know, cell phone is, that's their, I don't want to say their whole, you know, their whole life on there, but they have all the information, all the contacts, all the stuff. Sometimes people have their whole business on there. Many people have mamish their whole business on their cell phone, right? So I remember when I used to work in the store, sometimes people would come to the store, certain people, whatever, I needed, they had to do certain items for us, fixing this, that, they pull out their cell phone and go through the whole thing, write a whole ticket, write a whole, you know, contract. The cell phone today has become not, obviously not just a phone, but mamish, the whole business is on there, including contacts and everything. So be it as it may. So the regular person's regular main cell phone definitely would fall under chaser and kis for the average, for most people anyways. Okay, brings down also obviously Clay Shear, somebody who's a musician, let's say something along those lines, and they have obviously the Clay Shear is klisha malach de le'iser, right? Let's say like a clarinet, trumpet, whatever, anything that a person uses to play music. So obviously those are things that muksam machamas chaser and kiss. It's not things that you're gonna just let lie around and anybody just take it and play around with it. Obviously these are, besides being expensive, number one. Number two, these are things that a person needs, and especially moreover if somebody is a musician and they use it for their livelihood. So that's another interesting case to keep in mind, would be musical instruments. And in general, somebody who has certain items of certain instruments that they use for their panasi, even like a plumber, and they have their special you ever see the plumber always come, or the electrician, they always come with that big, those special instruments, that special type of screwdriver, that special type of, even though to the regular average Joe, as they say in English, it's just plain cliche malach de leiser, good, I'm not allowed to use a screwdriver or a certain hammer or whatever, these are all cliche malach de leiser, right? But if a person is talking, they have that special one, like we spoke about the pen last time, and that special one that they use in their job, and they use, their electrician, their plumber, their this and that, and they have that one that fits just right that they use for their panasa, that helps them get through the day, sort of, right? It's better than all the other ones. So, of course, that would fall also under muksa machmas chasar and kiss. So, depending on the type of job that a person does, if they have various different items that they use for their job, part of their equipment, these type of things, their equipment, so that would all fall under muksa machmas chasar and kiss. So one has to be careful with those things, even though we'll say, a person will think, yeah, cliche malach de leiser, screwdriver, this or that, whatever, so well, what's the big deal? Yeah, but like we spoke about last time, from the Bir Halacha, was brought down, I don't remember which sefer, but the Bir it was mashma from the Bir Halacha, the Lamites, it's totally in the das of the, I think the sefer Klolim we quoted, but it's totally in the das of the person themselves. In other words, for this person, that pen is special. For this person, that screwdriver is special. For this person, that hammer is special. I'm just giving you an example. It could be with anything, right? That's the one punk, that's the one they need, and that's the one that they don't want anybody else messing around with during the week, and that's the one they're very careful, nothing should happen to it, even though they might have others that, okay, nishkafelach, it's not the worst thing in the world if something happens, but that punk, that one fits me perfect for what I need. So that would all fall under muksa machmas chaser and kiss. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem baruch kol tuv.